struggles with his maker will end up stagnated, defrauded, and grounded in the journey of life. You can't. And that's why the cry of the spirit, it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. For by strength shall no man prevail. It does not matter where you have been abandoned. If you can yield to the spirit of God, I can assure you, you will pursue, overtake those who have overtaken you. And the question now is this: how can I yield completely to the spirit of God? Number one, by yielding to the word of God. The word of God is the spirit of God. John chapter 6 verse 63b. Hear what Jesus says, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. I am the Lord that teacheth you to profit and that leads you in the way that you should go. That goes to show that your profitability, or rather the profitability of your destiny, is a function of your yieldedness to the leadings of the Lord. How does he lead us? Psalms 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He leads by his word. Luke chapter 5 verse 5. Peter answered and said, I have toiled all through the night and I have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I have been struggling all through my life. But now that you have spoken, let me obey you. And as he obeyed and yielded to the word, he caught. He experienced a net breaking and boat sinking order of breakthrough. Why? He yielded to his word. I don't know, there may be people who have been toiling. Can I tell you why you've been toiling? It's because you've not yielded to his direction. You've tried to do it your own way. And the Holy Ghost is saying, I have a better way of doing it. You've been dragging and quarreling with that man. I will divorce you. I will carry my children. And God is saying, that is not the best way to do it. Nevertheless, at thy word, and as he hearkened to his word, he experienced a turnaround. Why? He yielded to his word, the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was there anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. I'm quoting John chapter 1 from verses 1 to 5. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness could not contain it. They have been withholding you. They have been stopping you from moving forward. It is because you've not allowed the light to have expression in and through your life. You can't stop a light. You can't. It does not matter how much darkness that has overwhelmed you. Once light comes, every darkness gives way. And that light is the word of God. Psalms 119 verse 130. The entrance of his word giveth light. Open up and allow the word of God to start a work in your life. The reason why you are struggling, you've not yielded completely to the word. Luke chapter 10 verses 41 and 42. Martha, Martha, you are careful about so many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which cannot be taken away from her. She has chosen that which is needful. And he said, one thing is needful. That thing that is needful, the word of God. It is one thing that puts you in practical command of every other thing. One thing that makes you a commander in the journey of life, the word of God. Acts of the Apostles chapter 20 verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance among them that are sanctified. What your destiny has been waiting for is the word of God. My inheritance, your inheritance are packaged in the word of God. Proverbs chapter 4 verses 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to them that findeth it, and health to all their flesh. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have a good success. Your prosperity, your success in the journey of life